Hello guys, welcome to the first Move the Chains podcast, and I just want to introduce myself. I am your host, Dustin. You guys can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You just search Move the Chains or at First Down Marker, all one word. You can find us all there, and also on YouTube. This might go on there, I'm not sure, so yeah, let's get right into this. You can find these podcasts anywhere that you listen to podcasts, Google Play, Spotify. I think iTunes does that too, unless it's like Apple Podcasts, something like that. I don't use iProducts. So yeah, let's get right into this. Today we are going over NFL teams X Factors for the 2019 and 2020 season. So I just made a chart and stuff, so we're going to be going over that. If you guys agree or disagree, just let us know on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. You guys can private message us, and then we'll respond or give feedback as of why we chose what we did or whatever. So yeah, make sure you have like notifications on or whatever. Check back daily if you guys want to see if we have podcasts up. This might not be a everyday thing, but we'll try to do that whenever we can, or upload whenever we can for podcasts. So let's get right into this. We're going to start with the NFC North, which I'm most familiar with because I personally am a Vikings fan. So I'm going to try to be unbiased through all of this. So first, we're going to start with the Packers. I think their X factor will be Aaron Rodgers this year. See if he can get back to Pro Bowl form. I believe he was in like top five for passing, if I wasn't mistaken. So hopefully he can be a lot better in the new system with Matt LaFleur as their new coach. Mike McCarthy is out. Hopefully they use Aaron Jones more. He's a good back, probably the second best back in the division behind Dalvin Cook, which I think is the best back in the division. So yeah, Aaron Rodgers, hopefully he comes back to form, back to Pro Bowl form. So yeah, that's all I gotta say about the Packers. I mean, they have young wide receivers. Hopefully they can connect throughout the season with their new system and stuff like that. Next, we got the Lions. I kind of chose Trey Flowers. He's the new key addition. One of the better defensive players on that team, outside of the corner Darius Slay and the nose tackle of Damon Harrison, which they got halfway through the season last year. They all are pretty, I would say, underrated players. But Trey Flowers, I think he can make that defense just one step better for the Lions defense. Make him possibly a top 15 unit, if it isn't already. Maybe a top 10 unit as well. Could possibly go into elite, into the top 5, top 3, which would be a stretch, but it could possibly be done. Next, we got the division winners of last year, the Bears. I think their X factor will be Mitchell Trubisky. See if he's actually good. I mean, Bears fans will attest to that and be like, yeah, he's the better quarterback that we've had. I mean, yeah, he missed two games. He had decent stats for missing those two games. You know, he's had decent yardage, decent touchdown to interceptions, stuff like that. But I think my point of view is that the defense carried Mitchell Trubisky through the season. I mean, yeah, he played good, but the defense makes him play good. I mean, look at the 2017 Vikings. Their defense was phenomenal. And, you know, Case Keenum was our quarterback. And, you know, it's just, I think that the defense, or Case Keenum rode the Vikings defense. So that's what made Case Keenum, quote unquote, good. So, yeah, that's what I think about Mitchell Trubisky. If he can take a step, he'll make that Bears team really good for the next decade or so. And then last, we got Kirk Cousins. I think his X factor, or since he is X factor, is gonna have to play a little bit better in primetime games. I mean, I'm not a Kirk Cousins hater. I think he's the best quarterback we've had since Brett Favre. So you know, he has Diggs, Thielen, Rudolph, Irv Smith, Dalvin Cook. you know, a lot of talent around that offense there. They improved the offensive line as well, getting Garrett Bradbury in the draft at the 18th pick in the first round. You know, move Pat Elflein to left guard. You know, you improve three positions there, for the third position being the right guard, getting Josh Klein in free agency. You know, they're just going to be a lot better offensively, I think. You know, in primetime games, they're, you know, they're team sport. It's usually you're playing primetime because you're a good team playing another good team, all right? And, you know, since 2017 was a good team, or a good record for a good team, you know, they scheduled 2018 to have good players in good primetime games, you know. And the Vikings just fell short. We didn't have the best of season. Fired our offensive coordinator halfway through the season. And that's all I'll say about that. All right, so next we'll go to the NFC West. Start with the bottom of the division with the Cardinals. I think it's Larry Fitzgerald. If he can keep up one more year with his old age, I think he's like 35, something like that. I think if he can get one productive year, I mean, I would say around 600 or more yards, 700, 800 or more yards. I think that would be still a productive season for number 11 being 35 and older. You know, it's not common that wide receivers are producing at that age. But if he can do that, he can keep the Cardinals contending for not being fourth place in the division. Next, we got the Rams. I think it's Jared Goff or even Todd Gurley. I might put Todd Gurley there instead. His knee might be a big factor, his arthritis knee. You know, who knows how good Todd Gurley will be, how much they'll utilize him. I think he said that he was fine, but, you know, who knows? The Rams' offense really depends on him because their wide receivers, Cooper Kupp is the best wide receiver on that team. Outside of Cooks, I think, they're the top two wide receivers there. And you also got Robert Woods, which makes the offense better with Sean McVay, too. So who knows with that Rams offense. I expect a little step back, but not too big. Next, we got the Seahawks. I think it's Russell Wilson for the X Factor because he doesn't have Doug Baldwin anymore. And who's really on that offense? For wide receivers and tight ends, and you know, the offensive line is kind of falling apart too. You know, they're all kind of not older, but you know, they're not a top offensive unit because I don't know, I don't have the numbers with me, but I know that they weren't terribly good last year. But yeah, Russell Wilson, we'll see how he does without Doug Baldwin in that system. He was the number one target out there in Seattle. So yeah, we'll see if they can contend to be first place in the division, which I can see happening. Next, we got the 49ers. I picked Jimmy Garoppolo. If he can play all 16 games, that will be a huge plus for the 49ers. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's like mediocre or anything like a lot of people do. I think he's a good quarterback. He just has to prove that he is throughout 16 games. Next, we're moving to the NFC East. We're going to start with the Giants. I think it's Saquon Barkley because, you know, Eli Manning's, he is done. Daniel Jones will probably be in halfway or before halfway through the season, plugged in to be the starter. Or maybe not even play at all. Who knows? But Saquon Barkley, he's the best offensive player on that team or even on the team in general. If he can have another good season like he did with the Giants last year with that horrid offensive line, which they fixed a little bit this offseason, which is a plus for the Giants. But I think that they're going to still finish last in the division or close to last. Next, we got the Eagles. I think Carson Wentz, if he's healthy and plays all 16 games, he can be a huge X factor for the Eagles. They took a little step back, I think, lost more players than they gained. They didn't have the best offseason. They might be as talented or just a tad less talented than their Super Bowl team a couple years ago. So that's all I got to say about the Eagles with Carson Wentz. If he can just stay healthy, they'll be a good team. Next, we got the Redskins. I kind of took a little different route here. I didn't go quarterback, wide receiver, or anything. I went to defense and Landon Collins, the new key addition. I think he can make that defense a lot better. I think he's one of the better safeties in the league. Maybe top 10, top 5, top 8, something like that. He's a good box safety. Hopefully he can take that Redskins team to the next level, especially the defense. I think that Redskins team is a... You know, it's above average. It's a good team to root for, too. So, yeah, that should be good for the Redskins. Next, we got the Cowboys. I could have gone Dak here, but I went with Ezekiel Elliott. He's a big plus to their offense. Dak, I think, would be the better X factor here just because of his contract situation. If he can live up to his contract, if he gets a new one, or if he's gonna get a new one after the season, he has to play his best either way, not both sides of the ball, but both sides of the situation, if you're gonna get it before the season starts or you're getting it after the season. So I think I'll just go with Dak Prescott there. Next, we got the NFC South. We're gonna start with the Saints. Marshawn Lattimore I went with. I could also win Drew Brees. Let's see, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, but you know, they're all good players. I'm gonna go with Marshawn Lattimore because he did take a little drop off last year. Didn't play his best. I don't know what his PFF grade was. I should probably take notes of that and stuff, so I have that prepared. I'll do that next time for the next podcast. But you know, Marshawn Lattimore, he's a good corner. I hope he rebounds into a better form, just like his rookie year. He was pretty good his rookie year. So, yeah, hopefully he can bounce back and make that Saints defense a little bit better, because it did take a little drop back last year. Not terrible, but you could tell there is a little step back. Next, we got the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers. Biggest storyline, I think, is Cam Newton. His throwing motion, you know, he's got a new throwing motion. Who knows how long he'll stick to that. You know, that could affect him. I don't think it's a real big deal, but it could depend on release time, scheme even, you know, like, I don't know. It's something with throwing motion, it affects everything, you know. I don't think it's a huge big deal, but... You know, it could be for Cam, especially if you're quarterback. I've never played quarterback, so who knows how Cam Newton will do. Their team should be a lot better this offseason, or this season, because their offseason was pretty decent. Got some wide receivers, good defensive players in the draft, and we should see how the Panthers do. Next, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think it's Jameis Winston. I think if he can be better this year, he will take that Buccaneers offense to the next level. Mike Evans, I think he needs to get out of Tampa Bay or just have Jameis Winston play better. Because, you know, Evans had only, I think he's had 1,000 yards his first five seasons or last three seasons, something like that. Which is still good with the quarterbacks he's playing with. And, you know, that makes him really underrated. So if Jameis Winston can step up, play as good as he can, I think that he can be a great asset to that Buccaneers team. Next, we got the Atlanta Falcons. I went somewhere. I took a shot in the dark. And I went with Vic Beasley. Now, I know you guys are probably like, what? What does he have to do with anything? He'll probably be gone in Atlanta. And I say this because if he can return to Pro Bowl form, I think his rookie year or the year after that, he was just insane as a pass rusher. If he can get back to that, I think he can take that Falcons D-line to the next level. I think he's a backup too, which does not help his role. He's taken a little drop, so if he can get back to Pro Bowl form, I think he can help that Falcons defense out a lot. Now, that was just the NFC. We took an almost 15 minutes here just talking about the NFC. So we'll just take a little bit longer and talk about the AFC, which I'm not too familiar with because, you know, I pay attention to the NFC. I'm not a big AFC guy, but we'll talk about them. First, we'll talk about the AFC North and the Steelers. Big Ben, that's my X factor there. He does not have Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell. They're both on different teams now. Who knows how good they'll be. I mean, I don't want to say they're the great value version of both of these players, but James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster, I think that they'll just take a step back in their offense. Not terrible, but, you know, it's something that is going to happen with this team. So it's just, I mean, if James Conner can keep his progress going as his, not his, was that his rookie year? I don't think so. But if he has another year like he did, then he should be good. Same with Juju Smith. I think he's a superstar. I think a lot of people like him. He's a good player on and off YouTube and on the field and off the field. Everything. So Steelers could take a little step back, but Big Ben, he's getting older. We'll see how he does. Next, we got probably the division winners right here in the Cleveland Browns. Whoever knew that we would be saying that in 2019. But Baker Mayfield and OBJ, I think they both could benefit from each other, make each other better. OBJ has a young quarterback, which he's never had in his professional career. Now that he has Baker Mayfield, they both could sharpen each other's iron. That's not how it goes, but, you know, that's my saying. So that's how it's going to go. All right, they sharpen iron. Iron sharpens iron. So, yeah, that's all I got to say about the Browns. I think they're going to be a good team. Potentially playoff wild card, maybe. First round bye. Maybe not that far, but the Browns could be either sneakily good or just good in general. And then we have the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson. If he can just learn the scheme or the system, I think he can be a good quarterback. He didn't even know that they were installing a new system in Baltimore. So we're going to see if Lamar Jackson can be another step above what he was last year. He was 6-1 as a starter, I believe. Last year when Joe Flacco was hurt. Now Joe Flacco is a part of the Broncos. So we'll see how he does over there. Lamar Jackson just got to play better. Be a passing quarterback or else you're not going to succeed. I mean, you could just scheme to run all the time. But, you know, defenses are going to catch up to that or catch on. And, you know how to stop that, because if you can't throw, then what's your wide receivers going to do? You know, they're going to be without a job, move on somewhere else, and then you're going to be stuck with just a one-trick pony in a running quarterback. And then, finally, in the AFC North, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. I think it's AJ Green and his age. He's 31, I think, turning 32. He's getting old. He's going to retire soon. In the next couple years, if he can be back to Pro Bowl stage, Pro Bowl form, I think he can be very good. And then Cincinnati Bengals offense or team, I think that they can finish maybe third or fourth in the division. Most likely fourth, because I don't see them being third or anything like that. And then we have the AFC West. We'll start with the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill, the number one storyline, I think, with his suspension. I've heard that he's only getting suspended maybe 4 games maximum. So we'll see how that plays out for him. Just see how that offense will perform with and without him later in the season, or early in the season perhaps, without Tyreek Hill. You know, their offense isn't great behind Tyreek Hill, you know. Their running backs, I don't know who they all have. I know they don't have Kareem Hunt. He's on the Browns now, so we'll see how that offense does without Tyreek Hill And then we'll see how good actually Patrick Mahomes is, if he can return to MVP form the following season. And then we have the LA Chargers. I think it's Keenan Allen. And if he can stay healthy, just like he did last year, he can be a huge asset to that Chargers team. Like he was last year, he played great last year because he was all healthy. And when he's not healthy, you know, it's not that he doesn't play great. He just doesn't help that offense much. And then next we got the Broncos. This is kind of an underdog one too. I picked Emmanuel Sanders. He's the best wide receiver on that team behind Cortland Sutton. That didn't even make sense. Cortland Sutton is the second best wide receiver on that team. I think he's got to prove it just one more year, and he probably could surpass Sanders. But Sanders just, I don't know, he's got to play Pro Bowl potential again. You know, it's, I'm saying that a lot, but he has to play good. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not too good with the AFC, especially the West. So, yeah, we'll go to the Raiders and Derek Carr and AB, just like with the Baker Mayfield and OBJ. You know, they're both, AB's older, Derek Carr's younger, but getting older. Hopefully they can be a dynamic duo, and maybe in the same realm as the Chiefs, but ever since that leg injury, Derek Carr has not been the same. He has to play a lot better. Hopefully he can be the same as, was it 2016? If he can return to that form, I think he can be a Pro Bowl quarterback again with AB, and you know, maybe they'll be the team to beat, the Raiders. So we'll have to see this season. Next, we'll move to the AFC East. This, I'll probably go through pretty quick. Patriots, Tom Brady versus time. You know, I just saw a video of him running his 40-yard dash again, beating his 22-year-old self at 41 years old, which is impressive and insane at the same time. Tom Brady versus time. The Bills, Josh Allen, if he can get better, that'll be a huge plus to the Bills offense and the Bills team overall. He had a decent rookie season, but hopefully he can get a lot better. Next, we got the Dolphins. Josh Rosen, could he be quarterback one in Miami? Ryan Tannehill, or no, not Ryan Tannehill. What's his face? Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's what I'm thinking of. If Ryan Fitzpatrick is quarterback one, then you know that Josh Rosen isn't a big fit for Miami, but you know how the cycle goes. He'll have a few good games, get benched, get cut, find a new team, and then that's basically how the cycle goes. And then finally in the AFC East is the New York Jets with Le'Veon Bell. We're going to see how he does in that system. Hopefully I think he's the best running back in the league. Even though if he's taken a year off, I think he's still top three running back in the league, if anything. So we'll see how he does in the Jets offense. Make Sam Darnold a lot better, because Sam was a below average quarterback last year, which isn't good for the Jets. I really like the wide receivers there, Quincy Enunwa and Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson's is a stud on Madden, I know that. So yeah, that's all I gotta say about Le'Veon Bell. If he can ball out in the Jets system and Jets season, they can be also a contender for first place next to the Patriots. And then the last division we got here is the AFC South. We're gonna start with the Jaguars and Leonard Fournette. I think a lot of people have forgot about him. He's been not as productive as his rookie year. He took almost like a year off last year. Has not been productive. If he can get back to form, I think that the Jaguars can be good, especially with Nick Foles. That RPO will be very deadly if Leonard Fournette can get back to form, back to Pro Bowl form as well. I think Leonard Fournette and Todd Gurley are both remind me of like Adrian Peterson and their styles. You know, they're both trucking backs. You know, Todd Gurley can catch. I think Leonard Fournette can catch. AP can't, but you know, similar run styles. That's what I'm getting to. And then next we have the Tennessee Titans, Marcus Mariota. If he can get, if he has a benefit in the offensive line, they got Roger Saffold, but they have lost Quinn Spain and Josh Klein. I don't know who they all got in the draft. I know they got a D-tackle, Simmons, I think it was. So they'll make their defense better, top 10 or top 8, top 5, whatever the potential is. I think that Marcus Mariota can just benefit from the offensive line and play a lot better than he has his last couple seasons and compete to be number one in the AFC South. And then next we got the Texans. J.J. Watt is my pick. If he can get back to Pro Bowl form, I think he can make that team very deadly. I don't know how many games he played last year. He might have played all 16. I'm not sure. I could actually look that up real quick. Let's see, J.J. Watt stats. We'll go with that. See what there is. Let's see, 2018. It doesn't say how many games he played, but let's see. Yeah, it doesn't say that he did have 16 sacks, which is pretty good, actually. I think... I'm not trying to be biased here, but I'm going to look up Daniil Hunter's stats here. Let's see his stats. We're going to look at that real quick. Daniil Hunter had 14.5 sacks. So J.J. Watt beat Daniil Hunter, and Daniil Hunter's, you know, the second coming of J.J. Watt there in Minnesota. So, yeah, if J.J. Watt can just... stay at that 16 sack realm and play just a tad better, I think that they can take that Texans defense with Jadeveon Clowney and whoever else they have. Deshaun Watson, I know, is good. DeAndre Hopkins is a top 5, top 3 receiver in the league. So we'll see if they can compete to be first in the AFC South. And then last but not least, we have the Colts. I picked Eric Ebron. If he can be good again, the same production he had in Indianapolis with Andrew Luck, I think he can be a top 5, top 3 tight end in the league if he's not already. Hopefully, he doesn't regress back to his Detroit days, but I think having an actual elite quarterback in Andrew Luck, I think he can... take a bigger step, or not back, but bigger step forward in his career in Indianapolis and, you know, be a Pro Bowler again. So that is my X Factors for the 2019-2020 season. If you guys did enjoy this podcast, make sure you rate us if you can. I don't know if that's even possible, but if you can do that, be sure to do that. Share this podcast if you guys did enjoy it. Share it on Twitter, Facebook. Tag us if you can. And that's it. If you guys want to hear more podcasts, just let us know. And yeah, so we're going to end this here. If you guys, I don't know where I'm going with this first podcast. So yeah, just we'll be back for more, I guess. More podcasts. And we'll see you guys later.